We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Diving deep into the Red Sox, it's Red Sox Review. Here's Brian Barrett on WEEI.
All right, well, I thought this morning we were going to have a very therapeutic show talking about the Red Sox and their loss last night. This will not be that. I mean, that was an absolute debacle, an absolute disaster. That was embarrassing for the Boston Red Sox as an organization. What a horrible game that the Red Sox played today. Unbelievable. And this crap just keeps happening with this team. I don't even know where to start. Actually, you know what? Let's start with Darwinson. I mean, what the hell was that? This guy is out on the mound today. He threw 23 pitches, 7 for strikes. Out of 23 pitches, he threw 7 strikes. That's nearly impossible to do. You would think every once in a while, he's just going to, by accident, throw a strike. 7 out of 23. 7 out of 23. 30.4% strikes. How is that even possible? I don't know if I've ever witnessed anything like this. The guy could not find the damn plate. And Alex Cora goes out there and the training staff goes out there. I think maybe something's wrong with the guy. No, he stays in the game. I mean, they probably would have been better off just saying, hey, Darwinson, fake an injury. Get that guy out of the damn game. 7 strikes, 16 balls, 4 walks, 1 hit, 2 earned, no outs. No outs for Darwinson Hernandez. And now this is just becoming a joke with this team, the bullpen. And Heimblum and his bullpens, guess what? He can't build a bullpen. His bullpens suck. They have sucked ever since he took over as the chief baseball operator or whatever the hell his damn title is. He's bad at his job. He's bad at building bullpens. How could anybody argue to the contrary? Look at his bullpen. It stinks. Every year, his bullpen stinks. They like half go for it at the trading deadline because Hosmer falls in their lap. They pick up a guy like Tommy Pham. They go from there. Look at the bullpen. It still stinks. It was bad before the season. You didn't do anything then besides Jake Walkman. And now you have a worse version of Jake Walkman in Darwinson Hernandez out there. How about this? This is the Bloom era. Bullpen. 57 blown saves since Bloom took over. Most in baseball. 4.47 ERA since Bloom took over. 23rd. 1.42 whip since Bloom took over. 27th. 2.47 opponents batting average. 27th. Hard hit rate, 39.8%, 29th. He can't build a bullpen. Give me the proof that he can build a bullpen. He can't do it. Maybe he did it in Tampa. He can't do it here. He has not built a bullpen here. Bottom line, he can't do it. He cannot build a competent bullpen. Look at the bullpen now. It's as bad as it's ever been. As bad as it's ever been in his tenure. And that's saying something. Unbelievable. And then the Jarren Duran situation. I mean, that is a train wreck in center field. We'll get to that in a second, but we do have to hear from the manager, Alex Cora.
I think overall, man, well, offensively today we hit the ball hard, which is a good sign. We put some good at-bats, and we do feel we're going to hit. I think the, you know, Tommy and Eric, you see the swings, you see the quality of the bat, they're going to help. Pitching-wise, we got to be better. Defensively too. Obviously, tough one for Jarren. You know, that ball is in the sun. You know, it's one of those. There's nothing he can do. But overall, we. It's not excuses, right? We just got to play better. And, the whole, like, we're going to be fine. We better start winning games. It's very important, you know. And, we got a tough weekend. Tough week. You know, we got the Braves. We got the Orioles. We got the Yankees. We got to play good baseball to beat those teams. You know, we didn't play good baseball here. We lost 3 out of 4.
He's had a couple of fly balls that he's lost in the sun. Is that something?
To be honest with you, been there, done that. You know, you try to get the angle, you saw it right away, he put the hand up, whatever. The only thing probably It's not urgency. I don't think urgency is the right word to say. It's like, it's kind of like when you're in danger, you just scream for help, right? So your teammates probably, you know, they go out there and try to help him, but there's nothing you can do there. You know, he turned around, he put the hand up, and he barely missed. He didn't catch it.
He got into it with the fans after. Did you talk to him about that yet? Or?
I didn't see it.
He's obviously had his issues in center field beyond just those five balls. How long do you want to? Can you keep going with him in center field?
I mean, he's our center field right now, so you know we trust him. You know, he's a kid that is part of what we're trying to accomplish. You know, and we're gonna keep rolling with him.
Cutter command was a little off today.
Yeah, they put some good swings. Obviously, we didn't want to throw that breaking ball there. We wanted to expand and then see how far, you know, like get Melendez to chase pitches in that situation. It didn't happen. Not as sharp, but still, you know, he competed, which is great, a good thing. You know, it just that pitch, probably he wants it back. You know, he wants to bounce down one, and he hung it.
Did you get an explanation on the balk?
Yeah, he's saying that it wasn't in the vicinity, supposedly. You know, I got to see the video. We don't have it in the iPad. You know, it's one of those set plays that you don't see often, you know, and sometimes, you know, just react to what happened. He said that the throw by Cutter wasn't in the vicinity. Rafi, you know, wasn't close to the bag. That's why he called it a balk.
And Darwin's in the command trouble. Continues.
Yeah, I mean, fastball was good velocity-wise, but control, command, you know, and he needs to get better. He did a good job in AAA, and right now, you know, these are the two lefties that we have. You know, we talk about it, you know, with AD and Darwinson, and we got to figure out. They're going to be part of this for now, and you know, obviously we went from three or whatever we had at one point to this, and they know it. You know, they just got to keep working. But I think one of the things as pitching staff, we got to be better at throwing strikes. This started in Chicago, the first game of the series against the Cubs. We walked 11 that day, and from there on, we've been walking a lot of guys. And at this level, like I always said, you keep the line moving, they're going to pay. I mean, it's like errors and walks. It's not a good combination.
You went out to the mound when Darwin was out there with the team.
Yeah, they were talking about his knee. They just checked on him. He's okay.
I mean, when he's, you know, three in a row like that, I mean, is your concern that it's something physical? Or?
No, we don't think it's something physical. You know, the stuff is still good. The delivery is still clean. So, you know, like I said, they check on him and he's okay.
Well, he's definitely not okay. We can say that. I mean, maybe physically he's okay. He's definitely not okay. I mean, the guy cannot be on the mound anymore. I don't know how you do it. Alex Skor legitimately doesn't have a lefty in the bullpen. We went over this prior to the show on the pregame show, but he doesn't have a lefty. I mean, that's just where they're at right now. They do not have a lefty in the bullpen that's reliable. Austin Davis stinks. Darwinson Hernandez is a non-entity. Who are you going to? Strom's dealing with an injury right now. Walkman's playing for Chicago. The Red Sox lefty relievers this year, 5.02 ERA, 25th, 1.54 WHIP, 28th, 12.4% walk rate, 26th. They don't have a lefty reliever. There's no reliable reliever. Alex Skor said prior to the game they're thinking about using Sawamura against lefties because they don't have a left-handed reliever. The Boston Red Sox do not have a left-handed reliever. Think about that. This is a team that was two wins away from the World Series. They don't have a left-handed reliever. Okay, let's get to the Durant thing. What a joke. I mean, that was embarrassing today. Now, I understand what Cora is saying. You lose that ball in the sun. Okay, yeah, maybe that one happens. I understand where Cora is coming from. And Cora is going to defend his guy. We all know this, and that's the right thing for the manager to do. I don't have a problem with Cora saying that. But he loses that one ball in the sun. We've seen him earlier this season lose the ball in the twilight. We see him try to make that catch by the wall. He has no idea what he's doing whatsoever. He cannot make that play. Earlier in the game, he couldn't get to a ball that would have been a routine play for Jackie Bradley Jr. or Kike Hernandez. They make that in their sleep. And now you look at it, this guy is a complete liability out there. You heard Cora. Well, he's our center fielder now. Yeah, you know why he's your center fielder? Because Kike Hernandez is on the shelf, and the team got rid of Jackie Bradley Jr. I don't know why they keep Jalen Davis. I guess they think maybe he has more upside from an offensive perspective. Jackie Bradley Jr., you can criticize him all you want. What would you rather have right now? Jarren Duran at the plate, I guess, is some kind of big upgrade over Jackie Bradley Jr. Him in center field, or Jackie Bradley Jr. at the plate and playing center field defensively. It's a very easy thing for me to understand here. I'd much rather have Jackie Bradley Jr. out there right now than Jarren Duran. Not to mention, this kid can't handle himself. He's out there getting into it with the fans. We don't know exactly what they said, but he's going back and forth with the fans. He had the idiotic comment earlier in the week where he says, hey, if you're not supporting us right now, whatever the quote was to paraphrase, if you're not supporting us right now, don't come back when we win. Like, dude, let Xander handle that. Let JD handle that. Let Nathan Eovaldi handle that type of stuff. Don't get mixed up with that. That's not who you are. You're not a leader of this team. Why don't you just concentrate on trying to hit And why don't you concentrate on trying to catch a fly ball? Because right now, those are very difficult things to you. He's fourth to last in baseball in the routes he takes. He has no idea where the ball is going. He's absolutely clueless. No idea where it's going whatsoever. And you look at it on the season. Defensive runs saved, minimum 300 innings for center fielders. There are 37 qualifiers, okay, that have played 300 innings. Duran is 34th of 37, minus six defensive runs saved, 302/3 innings, okay? The guy that's behind him in 35th, Senzel's played 633. Reynolds is 36. He's played 697. And Slater's played 378. He's last. Duran's at 301. He's 34th. So if Duran actually played more innings, he would be, by the numbers, the worst center fielder in the sport. Now, on a per-route basis, on a per-game basis, Duran is unequivocally the worst center fielder in Major League Baseball. The guy absolutely sucks out there. I don't know why Jackie Bradley Jr., you got to move on from that guy if you're going to play Duran every day. It would be one thing if it was the Duran that we saw earlier this season that was actually hitting the ball, but Duran doesn't hit the ball either anymore. Now, I know he had a couple of hits today, but he's not somebody you rely on at the plate, and he is legitimately... It's not just he's a bad defensive player or he doesn't have range. He is a destructive defensive player. He is legitimately hurting this team. 617-779-7937, the number. And I hate the attitude, too. I mean, remember he got into it with the reporters the last week about the twilight. Have you ever tried to catch the ball in the twilight? Just be accountable, man. Be accountable. Let's get to Mike. He's in Connecticut. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good. I'm going to miss you. First of all, we got to get that out of the way. And I told you a year ago, you're a star on the rise, but, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not happy that I told you that a long time. I'm not happy you're leaving, but I'm, you know, I'm happy for you because obviously, you know, it's better for you.
I appreciate
it. So I just want to get that out of the way. And when is
your
last day, Brian?
The 18th.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you listening, Mike, and I appreciate the kind words.
No, well, it's the truth. But anyways, this team is a disgrace, Brian. They played baseball good for 1 month. Otherwise, they've been atrocious all year. And I don't – you can see the team is just about on the edge of quitting. And I don't know how Bloom could survive this, Brian. For the Boston Red Sox, with the payroll they have and the resources they have, not to be one of six teams to make the playoffs is a disgrace.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. And look, I never thought this would be the case. But he's got to be in the hot seat now. There's no way around it. The team that he's put, the major league team, is an embarrassment, and that's on him. So he has got to be. Yep. They have at least got to consider, hey, do we want this guy here long term? Because you have a Rafael Devers contract situation coming up. You have one of the best managers in the sport that obviously is irritated right now. He's not going to call out Chaim Bloom. He's going to defend Chaim Bloom, but clearly he's frustrated. JD's gone. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen with Bogaerts. Are you sure that you want this guy making the decisions? My answer is no. I don't want him to make these decisions.
I got to really think that Bogaerts is going to be going, Brian. And if he goes, if he loses Devers too, there's no way he could survive this. I mean, like you said, the Mookie Betts trade is already an all-time disaster as far as what they got back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a terrible situation.
Yeah, it's got to be, Mike, one of the worst trades we have ever seen in the history of the sport. I mean, you got back Verdugo, who's an average player, for Mookie Betts.
Average.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, good stuff,
it's
my
free.
Friend.
Oh, hey, Brian, I got to tell you, I tried to get through the other night. You had me in tears when you were saying Chaim Bloom had no balls. I mean, I was dying.
And I don't think he does.
I couldn't get through. I don't think he does. Well, and obviously he doesn't. It's obviously he doesn't. He knows, doesn't know what to do.
Mike, good stuff, my friend.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you before you leave, Brian.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. His line's open if you want to grab it at 617-779-7937. I stand by that. I think he got pressured by the players and the manager not to make trades at the deadline, and now what are you doing? You're not doing anything. I mean, you barely bought. You didn't really sell. You did absolutely nothing if you were Chaim Bloom. Hosmer fell in your lap. You got Tommy Pham. I mean, what did you really do? Your bullpen still blows. I mean, he didn't really do anything. All right, we'll hear from Jaron Duran in just a little bit. I guess he claims that the fans were throwing stuff at him, so we'll hear that. I mean, if that is the case, I understand Duran getting upset about it. I'm not going to step back on how bad he is as a defensive player. I mean, he's absolutely atrocious out there. But, I mean, a fan cannot be throwing stuff at Jaron Duran. I guess that's what he claimed after the game. We'll hear from Duran next right here on EEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All of them are really out, right out in the open, and then just last second they got in the sun. So, you know, it was kind of too late to call for help or anything, but I tried my best, put my hand up, had my glasses on, tried to get the angle, but I'm just right in the middle of the sun.
Kind of got it a little bit from the fans, and you gave it back a little bit. Doogie came over and talked to you there. Were you able to calm it down and get back, refocus quickly, or sort of what happened there?
Yeah, I was just talking to Doogie, and Doogie just came over and just kind of patted me on the back and said, hey, man, don't worry about it. Like, we all have those days.
What's it mean to have a teammate come to you quickly and sort of help you in that moment?
It means a lot. Yeah, you know, it's, you know, you think that you're alone out there when stuff like that happens, and then you realize that other guys have done it. Like, Tommy Pham told me, he's like, I had 3 sun balls in Cincinnati, and they were just kind of telling me, like, it happens, even though you think you're the only one that's ever happened to.
With the fan there, is that something you should avoid in order to not do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were yelling back and forth with one of the fans, right?
Oh, yeah, they just happened to be throwing, like, little bottle caps at me and stuff, so I was just telling them to stop throwing it, and then one of the ushers came over and just told them to stop, so
it was throwing stuff at you?
Yeah, just, like, little bottle caps, but nothing major, you know.
You saw the long one from Tommy Pham today and Hosmer's double. How much do you think those guys are going to help you in your postseason push?
Oh, they're really going to help me. I mean, they're two absolute studs. You know, they've made their presence known right away. So it's awesome to see those guys do their work.
You're obviously still learning center field from, you know, having been a second baseman. Is it more difficult to do it at the big league level?
I mean, everything's more difficult to do at the big league level. You know, it's just, you know, I'm just learning my craft, you know, just working each day, coming here, busting my butt, and doing what I can do.
On those five gloves, you said you're putting your bare hand up or your glove hand, or does it matter?
Usually when I put your bare hand up, I mean, I try to, you know, put it up, block the sun, kind of turn my back to it, but, you know, it was just right in the middle of the sun, and when you stare at the sun, you know, you get those little floaties in your eyes. It's just a tough one.
I mean, that's one of those things you can't really practice. I mean,
yeah, you practice it, and then you end up getting hit in the forehead for looking at the sun.
Just kind of game experience and
just, yeah, just kind of get lucky maybe sometimes catching it or something.
Obviously frustration after a game like that, and you've been through moments like that. What have you learned about yourself? What can you draw from here to keep your confidence where it needs to be?
I mean, I'm not doing much good for myself, but, you know, I have teammates that are helping me, you know, keeping me positive and stuff, so it's always helpful to have guys like that.
All right, that was Jarren Duran after the game today, after a very rough performance from Duran himself. And look, the bottle caps thing, that can't happen. And even if it's just a bottle cap, you can't be throwing stuff on the field at a player. So I don't have an issue with him if that's why he was going back and forth with the fans. And I have no reason not to believe him. I mean, if he's making it up, eventually we're going to find out that he was lying. So I believe Duran when he says something like that. That crap can't happen. You can't be throwing stuff at a player that's on the field. It's unacceptable. So if that's the reason that Duran was yelling back at the fans, I don't have an issue with him. My issue is with him on the field. I mean, I know he's talking about the sun and all this, but that was one play. There's also a bunch of other plays where early on in the game, there's a ball that you got to be able to get to. He can't get to it. He takes the wrong route. The ball's over his head. He's stepping in. It doesn't make any sense, the routes this guy takes to the ball. And then in that same inning where he lost the ball in the sun, remember, he had an opportunity to make a ball, make a play rather, on the warning track. He couldn't make that play either. This guy has no range whatsoever. And it's alarming to see it because the guy's so fast. He just has no baseball instincts. He's fast, but he doesn't have range because he doesn't have instincts. He doesn't know where the ball is going. That's one of the things I really enjoy about watching Jackie Bradley Jr. play, is Jackie knows exactly where the ball is going, and he runs to the spot. Duran legitimately has no idea where the ball is going. No idea. I've compared it multiple times to like if a cat had its whiskers cut off. No idea. No sense of direction, right? Doesn't know where they're going. That's what happens to Jaron Duran. He looks completely lost anytime a baseball is in the air, and unfortunately, that's his job. And the thing about Duran is this. He doesn't hit well enough to justify it. Think about it. He's hitting ninth in the order today because he's absolutely sucked ever since he didn't go to Toronto. Since that point, he hasn't hit. He hasn't hit in like a month and a half. So when you look at it in that context, how do you validate or how do you defend playing him anymore? I just don't know how you play the guy. He's that bad. And I still, the Jackie Bradley Jr. thing looks even worse for Chaim Bloom right now. Think about this. He got rid of Jackie Bradley Jr. It just seems like this stuff always happens to Chaim Bloom. Right after he gets rid of Jackie Bradley Jr., the defense is exposed even more. Verdugo's had an awful defensive season out there. We know that Duran has been atrocious out there. They tried playing Arroyo out there. He was horrible. And this isn't an indictment on Arroyo. He's not an outfielder. So all these guys, like you have Kike Hernandez and Jackie Bradley Jr. who are good defensive players. Outside of that, you got a bunch of guys that are either trying to play outfield or stink at it. Let's get to Dennis in Attleboro. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hold on, I have a switch. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Now I can hear you. Just wanted to talk. I didn't know if the bottle caps were being thrown or whatnot, but I heard I saw Verdugo going over there, and I was in the Bronx a few weeks ago, and I was sitting in right field. I realized that Verdugo gets chirped pretty bad out there, so I kind of felt for him.
Yeah.
It was his comments that, like, you just played that you could hear the humility in his voice. I didn't expect that.
From Duran, you said.
What got me so bent out of shape was seeing that he did not hustle for that ball.
Oh, that was bad. Yeah.
It was, because he made that mistake with Tapia's grand slam, and
yep.
I thought we learned from that. You know, you can make a million fly balls. Hernandez can give up 40 runs on the mound. It's him not running for that ball,
yep.
Him not running through the bag on his last at-bat that just, he's a
child. Yeah, Dennis, to be clear, Dennis, to be clear, today was not a lack of effort issue for Duran. Today was just he's not good in the outfield. The other day, that when he didn't chase that ball, that's just unacceptable. Today, I mean, he just got exposed. He's not a good outfield. That's the bottom line. But in terms of his comments after the game, I do agree with you. A lot better than the last time. He actually took the blame. He wore it on his own shoulder rather than looking at different type of stuff. He did keep referencing the sun, and I get it, whatever. But the bottle cap thing, that's unacceptable. That crap cannot happen. But, I mean, it's baby steps with this guy. He handled himself better than he did last time, but that's because last time he was atrocious. He's still making some excuses with the sun.
It was the quote, "I'm not doing much to help myself," which kind of hit deep. Like, that's definitely what I wanted to hear from that guy, so.
Yeah,
it's true. Accountability sake.
All right, Dennis, good stuff, my friend. Appreciate the call. His line's open if you want to grab it. It's 617-779-7937. This is a problem that's been going on for the Red Sox all season long. They're playing guys in positions they're not good at. Duran's not a good outfielder. He's playing center field. Christian Arroyo's not a good outfielder. He was playing right field. Franchi Cordero's not a good first baseman. He was playing first base. This crap continues to happen with the Red Sox, and really it's happened since Chaim Bloom has taken over as the head baseball, the chief baseball operator, officer, whatever the hell you want to call him, whatever his damn title is. And it's clearly hurt the team for the past couple of years that their defense has been atrocious because Chaim Bloom thinks it's okay to put guys in positions they have never played before. And quite frankly, it's an embarrassing look for the Red Sox as an organization that this crap continues to happen. Thanks to Jackson for producing. I'll be back with you on Tuesday after the Sox and Braves. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.